Morning. Okay, so today's daf is daf vav. We actually reached Hey Amud Beis, only about 60% of the way down. But I want to go over the last gemaras we went through yesterday, because we went through rather quickly, and it's a little bit of a cheshbon. They're not complicated, but just a little cheshbon. So I want to go back to the gemaras right after the parentheses. So go back a little further up. So Hey Amud Beis, about 12 lines down from the top, right after the parentheses. So quickly again, we had a discussion between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Elazar. Reish Lakish was bothered, before he knew the Pasuk HaMaisei Sechet Tishmer, he's bothered, what's this idea they have a carbon that is kasher and not alu? Either if it's kasher, let it be alu the bialim, let it be full maratza, full ritz for the bialim. And if it's not maratza, let it not be brought at all, let it not be kasher. So Rabbi Elazar answered back, well, what do you mean? Don't you find carbonis that have alach hamisa, that they're kasher, but they're not maratza. The person's already dead. The bala carbon is no longer in the world. It's not maratza for him, and he's still being the carbon. To which Reish Lakish answered, fine, that's good by Eila, not by Chatas. That was the conversation. So the Gemara now is going to have some conversations of Amiram regarding that conversation between Reish Lakish and Reb Elazar. We started already with that yesterday. Zakti Marim, right after the parentheses. Yasser of Hun and Reb Nachman, Yasser of Sheshes Gabau. Reb Hun and Reb Nachman were sitting, and Reb Sheshes was sitting next to them. If you ask for carbon, they're discussing as follows. Kashle Reish Lakish, Ashim Lachamisa. Reish Lakish was bothered that an Ashim, which is not Balachamisa, so Reb Elazar's whole answer was that you find a carbon is Balachamisa, and therefore you can have obviously a carbon that's kasher, but not Maratza, because it's not being Maratza for the Bailam after they're already dead. But what about Ashim? Ashim is not Balachamisa. So on that, says the Gemara, Leimalei, says this, these Amiram that was sitting, Leimalei, Reb Elazar, why not Reish Lakish? Ashim nami aslacha misa, it's not true. Ashim does come after misa. How so? Spoke to yesterday. Achatas, where the Bailam die after misa, the Chatas is mesa, the Chatas gets killed. An Ashim after the Bailam die, what do you do to Ashim? You let it go to pasture to get a mum, you let it graze till it gets a mum, you sell it and use the money to buy an Ayla, to keep the Mizbeach occupied. So, Asham is brought lachamisa. Now, interestingly enough, it's not really brought as an Asham, it's really converted into an Ayla. But the point is, an Asham carbon does have some usage. It is brought, in a sense, after Misa, so why can't that be Rebbe Elazar's answer back to Reish Lakish? So, at the Gemara, Amlur of Sheshes, Sir of Sheshes, said back to the Amram, who were having this question, Asham l'may karv l'may sari. Chatas nami mikrav karv l'may sari. Don't bring me a riot from the Asham that's brought after Misa. The Asham that's brought after the Misa's Bailam is not brought as an Asham, like we said, it's brought like as an Ayla. You let it get a mum, and you bring it as a Meiser Mizbeach, which is an Ayla. Well, guess what? Even my Achatas, where we know is not Balach HaMisa, and Achatas is the case, which is saying clearly, Shlel Shema is Mamish Pasal, even my Achatas, it also could be brought in a scenario as a Meiser Mizbeach. What's that case? Rashi says the case is very specific. Normally, Chatas, if the Baalim dies, leaves over Chatas. Chatas goes Lemisa, gets killed, is useless. But in the case where a guy designated to Chatas is, he designated Chatas A. And then he said, you know what? In case something happens to Chatas A, I want to be extra careful. I'm designating, Mitchila, he designated a backup Chatas B. So the halacha is, in that case, since the Chatas from its initiation was designated as a backup, if he brings Chatas A, let's keep the Baalim alive for now. If he then has Chatas B left over, he lets it get a mum, and then he is allowed to use the proceeds to be an Eil on the Mizbeach. That's not a Chatas Mesis, because from its inception it was designated as a backup. Should the Baalim bring Chatas A and then die and have Chatas B left over, the same halacha still applies. So you have a case where the Baalim had a Chatas, he died, that Chatas, exactly, you're still able to redeem it and use it for an Ayla. So we do find the idea of Maisroi, that the extra is brought as Ayla by Chatas as well, and therefore, don't tell me that an Asham is Ba'ach HaMisa in this scenario, that you're letting it get a mum after Misa and be brought as Ayla, because Chatas has that too, and Chatas is for sure Pasul Le'el Shema, it's for sure considered that it's a carbon that's Le'el Ba'ach HaMisa. That was the response that Rav Sheshes said, why Rabbi Elazar didn't offer about Asham Yibach HaMisa. So it's not so fast. Chatas, Mir Ha'afagav Dekarva, Maisarai, Chatas, even though you have this idea that's Borla HaMisa, Miyat Rachmanahi, or who? The Torah is Mayat, with the word who, is the Mayat, that a Chatas, this is now going on just on the general din, that a Chatas, Lishma is Kasher, a Chatas, Shaloi Lishma is Pasal. Now this is the second drush we had on this daf, on daf A already, comes back again on daf Zion, why Chatas Shaloi Lishma is Pasal. We had V'shachat Eisa L'chatas. That was drush number one. And this is drush number two, which is actually from, I think it's from Daf Yud, that the Mar says the word he. midrach manahi. This is drasha number two, that a chatas is pasul shel teshuva. So the Gemara is saying that don't bring me. I'll tell you really the fact that the meiser is brought after misa is an indication that it could be kashv le'elu. And chatas is a special pasuk that it's pasul. Why we need a second pasuk? Why the Gemara is coming into a new pasuk when we had a pasuk earlier? So Taisa just points out, if you go to Taisa right on the side, midrach manahu. Taisa asks, we already have. Many places we bring one pasuk, other places we bring a different pasuk. Why do we need two pesukim? Why do we use two different pesukim to say a chatas that the chatas shlo l'shma is pasul? Answers Tosfos, because Rav Chaim Pirat Mefarish the tzricha treikra chad the chatas shach l'shem ayla v'chad the chatas chel shach l'shem chatas. It depends on the chatas. First of all, you have a regular chatas that you shach l'shem ayla pasul. Chatas l'shem ayla is pasul. Then there's an added chiddush. What if you have a chatas chaylev that was shechted l'shem chatas nazir? A nazir's chatas, even though we say in Gemara, in Darim, or nazir, we say that it's baal chait, because the guy was, he refrained from nazir, he made himself a nazir, refrained from wine, there's an element of chait, but really, it's not mamash a chait, it's not mamash a chatas. So such a chatas, it's called a chatas, not really a chatas. So if you have a chatas of chaylev, l'shem chatas nazir, that also is pasul, says Tosfos. That also is pasul. Unlike what we said the other day, a chatas of chelev l'shem chatas dam would not be pasul because it's all l'chatas. That's fine. But because nazir will call, I don't want to use the word fake chatas, but because it's a quasi chatas, over there will also be chatas l'shem pasul. For that, I need a separate pasul. I'm not sure, maybe I missed this in Tosfos, I'm just thinking out loud right now. I'm not sure why we don't just apply the old rule that we always need Shina Kasavaka. We said it from Tosfos himself yesterday on the bottom of Dalam Abayis. Tosfos says that you need, in order for something to be Ma'akim and Kashim, you need repetition. You need repetition. Maybe that's only by a positive thing, by a negative thing of the fact that Lo Lishma Apostles, you wouldn't need repetition. You need repetition for a positive thing. If something, Torah says, do something, you need to say it twice to be ma'akev. But when something passes, maybe over there you don't need shina kaslaka macho, just something to keep in mind. Okay. So at the Gemara, chatas is different because chatas has, the Torah has the word he. Asham nami ksibah, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Asham also has the word, I'm sorry, who, not he. Asham also has the word who. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, v'hikter aysam ha'kainim izbecha, isha l'ashem, asham who? It says Asham who as well. So Asham also Shavadin has to be Lishma, Le Lishma should be Pasul. So this throws a monkey wrench in the whole idea of Asham. Why are you saying, at least according to Tanakama, why are you saying that's Kashva Elu? It should be Pasul also, like Chatas. And yet we should have any, it should be the same halacha. Ha hu la'achakhtar simurim hu nechsiv, kidatanya, av Asham lenemer by hu el'achakhtar simurim. The Pasuk over there is describing, like we just read, the hikdere samakayin, hamas becha, isha hu Asham. Ishal Hashem Ashamu. It's using the words Ashamu after talking about the Akhtara of Emun Lemesbeach. And what's so unique about that? The whole word who is only after Akhtara Lemesbeach. Vuatzma Imlek Dir Emun Kashur, says the Gemara. But the Akhtara Emun itself is not Makiv. This is a key idea in a carbon. A person attains his Kapara, his Ritzui, his carbon is accepted when? Peshat Zrika. Once you have the Zrika, he already got his carbon is accepted. There's a mitzvah, of course, like again, we keep saying, there's this idea, in many cases in Kachem, a mitzvah ben amufcha, a mitzvah ben lechatchila, to do, yeah, there's a chiv. Well, as long as they move around, there's a chiv to do Akhtaris Emurim. But the point is, even if for some reason Akhtaris Emurim never takes place, it won't invalidate the carbon is still kasher. Says the Gemara, you can't tell me the word Asham Hu in that Pasuk is telling me that Shalei L'Shmas Pasul, if the word Asham Hu in the Pasuk is talking at a time where he already was yates to the carbon. He can't have a Paslas of Shalei L'Shma at a point you're already yates to the carbon. So if you do Akhtaris Emurim Shalei L'Shma L'Chaira, then we're saying it wouldn't make sense that would be a Paslas. Therefore, Asham Hu at this point does not teach me that Asham needs to be L'Shma. We spoke yesterday, Rashi asks, the L'chaira, it says, Kedesh Kedashim Hu, V'zayis Teres HaAsham, Kedesh Kedashim Hu, so it says the word Hu, by Asham earlier, before Akhtaris Emurim, and we answered over there, it doesn't say Asham Hu. Chatas, it says Chatasu. The first right we were from Asham is Asham Hu, but we said it's too late in the process. Over here it says Kedesh Asham, it says Asham, Kedesh Kedashim Hu. It's interrupted with the words Kedesh Kedashim, you can't learn out L'shma from there either. Okay, Fek Gemara, this is where we left off yesterday. Velahu. So, who, lamali? If by Ashim, the who's not teaching me Lishma, what is who teaching me? The Chedvunim Rav, teaching me Chedvunim Rav, says, Amar Chedvunim Rav, Ashim Shenitik L'Riyah, V'Shach Tastam, an Ashim that was Nitik L'Riyah. That means, a case we discussed earlier today. Let's say the Bailam, that's just an example, the Bailam was Nifter. So you no longer need this Ashim. So what do? You menatek al ariyah. You put it out to graze to get a mum. Rashi gives a lashon that menatek ariyah is like Bezdin gives a psak. You know what to do with the Zashim? Let it graze to get a mum. It's the psak of Bezdin. That's menatek al ariyah. When we say let it get a mum, it's the psak of Bezdin. The case goes to be, by the way, if a guy designates Ashim, can't find it, designates an Ashim in its place, brings it, and then finds the original. Again, menatek al ariyah, right? So an Ashim is menatek al ariyah. So what's the halacha? You let it go, you put it out to pasture to get grazed, to get a mum, and you're going to sell it and use the money for Naila. But instead of doing that, instead of letting it get a mum, accidentally, it was shechted stam, it just got shechted, kasher, it's kasher as an Ayla. Unbelievable, it's an Ashim that was shechted as an Ayla, and it's in actuality, it's kasher as Ayla. Why? Says the Gemara, nitik in, le nitik lay. There's this power of nitik. Once it was paskin to graze, to become a balmum to use the money for an ayla, then if it's shechted, it has a din of an ayla, it's kasher. If it wasn't menatek, if it wasn't put into this status of grazing to get a mum, then it doesn't work. Taisvist, we just explained like Rashi, and that's what we're going to explain throughout the Masechta. This idea comes up a few times in the Masechta, that once you're menatek, once you designate it to become an ayla, by getting a mum and selling it, then already if you shecht as ayla, it's kasher, till then not. Taisvist is a little bothered that it sounds like this idea of nitik, just designating is like a biblical idea. Taisvist finds, he brings Gemara that it's fair, that it's not mashma that way, that designating it alone already makes it powerful enough that it changes the Ashim to an ayla. Obviously, the chili still wants to get a mum and change it for money, but the point is, even if you didn't, to say that it works on a biblical level, Taisvist has a hard time with that. Taisvist therefore learns what it means is, once the Bailam got a kapara, the Baal Ashim got a kapara. He already got his Ashim, right? Either through another carbon or through death. He no longer needs his kapara. Once he no longer needs his kapara of the carbon, not the nitik, the fact that this Ashim is not needed, that alone makes it that if a guy shechts it as an ayla, if someone shechts as an ayla, it will be a kasher ayla. Lechatchila, let it get a mum, and again exchange it. But once the owner already got a kapara elsewhere, then if it's, that's what nitik means, according to Tosfos, you got a kapara elsewhere, then again, if it's shechted, it is as an ayla, it's kasher. The point is, who in the pasuk is telling me that before this status of nitik, whether you go like Rashi or Taisvist, it's going to be an asham, and it won't help to do a zayla. After the status of nitik, it's kasher if it's shechta zayla. My time up, amakra huba vesehei, because the pasuk says huba vesehei. Until you do nitik, it remains a full fledged asham. Yes, Rav Nachum Rav Sheshes, yes, Rav Adar Bar Masa Kabayo. Rav Nachum Rav Sheshes was sitting, and Rav Adar Bar Masa were sitting amongst next. Rav Adar Bar was sitting amongst them. Yes, Vikarmi, and they asked the following question: how to come to Lazar Matzina Van Achamisa Shein Kshem Emratzin? Reza says that you find karbanis that balach misa, they're kasher and then amaratza. So why Mishlakish? Why are you so incredulous that in our Mishnah the karban is kash v'yalu? Again, before Mishlakish had Maitzis v'Sechet Tishmer, he was bothered why in our Mishnah it's kash v'yalu. So Rabbi Elazar answered, you find karbanis lachamisa are kasher v'lealu. Lame lame Mishlakish answer, hanu nami leisiv lirtze. What do you mean? The karbanis after misa maybe the amaratza. That's to be the answer. I mean, Rish Lakish should say back, they are maratza. The karbanis that come after me, so are maratza. The maratza don't understand, what does that mean? Who's maratza for? The person who's dead doesn't need a carbon. It's maratza for them. Maybe it's maratza for the heirs, exactly, for the yershim. Amalev adab masna, yeledes, im yelda, benem yelda. I understand. The case that we brought as an example was yeledes. She's chayev, this is parsha. Yeledes is chayev, a chattas and a naila. So he said, after misa, the chattas can't be brought, but if you brought the chattas already, and the ayla's left over, the ayla could, yes, be brought. But the ayla's coming to atone whatever sin that she had, the ayla's coming to atone for being yeladis. Her yershim weren't yeladis. So how can it work for them? Maskar Vasi, Rasi says, that's your question. Uman leimel and iyuk kam ma'asei gaba, leim mechaper, kim dika kam ma'asei gaba, gaba mechaper, yershim nami mechaper. What do you mean? And I say, this is a big issue to come up again in today's, in Davav. An Ayla is brought, this drasha is born to us, Kainim, the Nirtz of the Chaper Olav. An Ayla is brought, even though Ayla is brought as a gift, an Ayla is Mechaper on, as a Chaper also. What's not much of Mechaper, like Chattas, which is the whole idea is a Chapara. The Ayla is a gift, it's a carbon that's considered generally a gift to Hashem, but it's also brought to be Mechaper for Bitl Aseh. If a person, not the person, neglects to say Kriyishma, Bismani, personally neglected to put on tefillin. Any bitul asay, the ayla is mechaper. Says the Gemara, a yeledes that brings an ayla. Is it just mechaper for whatever the mitzvah yeledes is? What if she has other asays that she's mevatel? It works for that as well. It certainly works for that as well. Therefore, says the Gemara, keep the kama asay mechaper, since if she has other asays that she's obligated to, it's mechaper for her. So this ayla that she brings, she's mechaper for the yershim as well. And therefore, what do you tell me? It's not mechaper achamisa. Maybe it is mechaper achamisa. And that's where Shlokas should have retorted to Rabbi Lazar, that the carbon hachamisa is both bra and mechaper, we still don't have a carbon that's bra, which is not fully meratza. That should have been his response. Now the Gemara just goes on to the nuances of this question. You're telling me that the Yerushim could get a kapar from the mother's carbon. The member to Kanlihu. Does that mean the Yerushim are kind to the mother's carbon? The person leaves over mincha for two. He lives over mincha and he dies and he has two sons. Crave of any shitfis. The children could bring the mincha and there's no shitfis. Now the halacha is a mincha is not baba shitfis. You can't have two partners on a mincha. So the two sons inherit the father's carbon. It would be shitfis. They won't be able to bring it. The fact that he's saying it's crave of any shitfis means they don't inherit it. So tomorrow visa that kanyu nefesh amrachmana. If you say the kind of the Torah says nefesh, and they should be able to bring it. Gemara, this Gemara now asks the other way. The lay kanyu, again, this is a conversation back and forth. Whether your a yerush is kind of the father's carbon. The lay kanyu is not kind of. Vamar beichanan hanich behema shebana. The person leaves over a behema. Says two sons who mates and he dies. He leaves a behema as a carbon and he dies. Kreva, it could be brought as a carbon. Now that's not a problem. That could be shutfim are able to bring a carbon. So it could be shutfin. Vema mirba, and they cannot do tamira. They cannot do tamura, I should say. And therefore, tamura is, right, when you want to exchange a carbon, halacha is, it doesn't work. It works that the second carbon is hektish, but the first carbon is hektish as well. Fine. But shutfim, halacha is, don't make a tamura. Now, if you say the yarshin it, it makes a lot of sense. Two people could bring a carbon together, and they can't do tamura because of shutfim. So this price, it makes sense that they were Yerush. Opposite, we say by mincha. So tomorrow, Amr b'shlam kanyelu. If you say the kaina, how did they mamir? But that's why they can't do tamura. Tavlu shutfin the shutfin and shutfin top of amlav shutfin leimatzu mamir shutfin can't do tamura. Eli amrit lei kanyelu. But if you say the nakaina, amuri nami lemru. If you say the nakaina, they should be able to do tamura as well. Not only should be able to bring the carbon. Let's say the father left over an ayla. Bring the ayla. They should be able to do tamura as well. Frek develop. If they're not kaina, they have no bailas. How could any of them do tamura? You say they can do tamura because they're not shutfin. Good, they're not shutfim, but they're not owners either. The Bailim are the ones that do Tamura. So the answer is really in the next Gemara. And the Brisk Rav says the Gemara now knew part of the next Gemara, just not the whole next Gemara. We'll see. Shiny Hasam, Damakra, Im Hamayamr. The Pasuk is very clearly, double Hashem Hamayamr, the Rabbis is a Yerush. It says Im Hamayamr, the Rabbis is a Yerush. So that part, says the Brisk Rav, the Gemara already knew beforehand, that we have a Reboy that a Yerush, even if he's not owning the carbon, he could make a Tamura. That we already knew, right? So that's fine. But here's the point. But if he's talking about Yerush, so then why can't they make a tamura even with two sons? Says the Gemara, Echad meimir v'en shnei meimir. Since we darshan imam yamir, we darshan that the children make a tamura like the father. And just like the father can only make a tamura if he's one person, the original owner only makes a tamura if he's a single partner, if he's a single owner, not a partner, not if it's two partners. So do the children only make a tamura if there's no partner? So the Gemara's coming out now that really a Yerush does not inherit the carbon, and that's why by mincha, it could be brought because even though it's two sons, they don't inherit it. And by the case of tamura, we're saying he doesn't inherit it, but he could make a tamura anyway. He could bring they could bring the father's carbon even though they don't inherit it. That's fine because they're bringing carbon on behalf that the father left over. And the fact that they can't make a tamura is only because of a pasuk, even though they don't inherit it, not because they're shutra, because they're not really shutra. Masker v'akam harpaken el me'at if yidarshening im hamiyamr las follow that way. So gabi meister by meister sheni when you redeem it tichsivim gol yigal also double lashon the rabbis yerush comes to include yerush hachanami echagel v'en shtegalim. You can tell me that by meister sheni also only if there's one child there he can inherit it, he can redeem it. If it's two children to inherit the meister sheni, they can't redeem it as a team because yidarshening that has to be like the original owner. Gemara says no, sheni meister the gabi Avu Anami is b'shutfis, making a mistake. The whole reason is because by Tamura, shutfis doesn't apply to the father, to the first owner. It won't apply. You can't make Tamura by shutfis. By Ma'aseh Sheni, you could have shutfim. So therefore, it wouldn't be a requisite for the Yerushim. So if you stop over here, essentially the Gemara just left off with a question. If you follow the Cheshbon, Gemara left off. The Gemara never really answered the question. The Gemara had a question that why did Rav Elazar not answer? Sorry, why did Reish Lakish not answer? Why did Reish Lakish not answer back to Rav Elazar? That yes, a carbon that's balach misa. Reish Lakish is bothered. Where do you find kasher v'le'elu? And Reish Lakish says carbon after misa is kasher v'le'elu. Reish Lakish should have answered back. No, a carbon after misa is kasher v'le'elu because the kids get a kapara from the mother's ayla. That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara ultimately never answered it. All the Gemara did is it deflected into conversation whether or not a child is yerush the parents' carbon. The Gemara ultimately came out and said that the child. The Gemara ultimately came out and brought a raya that a child is, sorry, the more on the contrary, the more brought a raya that the child is not Yerush, according to the Braisa of Mincha, not Yerush. So according to that, all we have is that the child is not fully Yerush, but we still, for all we know, we still, perhaps this child is getting a kapara. We didn't answer the question yet. Amar of Asi, the Rav Ashi, umina. Yamar b'shalom b'kanyilu, hainu d'chad met mi'a meimer. Going back to this conversation still by Tamura, if we say that one is, if we say that they're kaina, that's why one can make it Tamura. Eli yamar t'leikhanilu, heichi meimar, v'am ravo amar b'yechanan, hamakdash ma'isif chaymish, u'mischaper oisit Tamura. We have this idea, comes up a lot, and Tamura comes in this Masechta as well. The one who's makdash the animal, the halacha is if a person, if the animal gets a mum and you redeem it to change the status, the halacha is, you redeem it to get to buy a new carbon in its place. The one who redeems it, if the guy himself was makdash, if he redeems his own animal, he has to add a chaymish. So he adds to the value, whatever the value is, he adds 20%. Okay, umeschaper is Tamura. If let's say I'm makdash a carbon on behalf of someone else, I'm makdash carbon on behalf, I give it as a gift, I'm makdash on behalf of Gedalia. So he's the one that has the power to make the tumur, not me. The meschaper is the one who has the power to make the tumur, not the makdish. And lastly, let's say I go and take for my produce, I take chuma on your produce. So I'm pattering your produce from chuma by designating myself. The lacha is that I have the rights to give it to whichever kind I want. I'm the one that designated the chuma, even though it's chuma on your produce, I have the right to give it to whoever I want. Rashi points out that there's even cases where I could take money for the Teva Sana of giving it to who I want. It's my value, my right. Those are three halachas. The one that we need is the middle one, obviously, that who is able to make it to more than Meschaper. If the kids do not Yarshan, Gemara is asking back now, if the kids don't Yarshan, how could they make it to more? It's very nice to have a Pasuk in Mami Yamir. How could they make it to Mura? What Gemara is really asking is, good you have a Pasuk, but say the Pasuk proves exactly that they do Yarshan. The fact that the kids can make a tmura is a pasuk in Hamer Yamer. But say that means the Arshan, because in order to make a tmura, you have to have a bialus in the carbon. You have to be the mischaper. So that must be they do Yarshan. So we're back now to saying the Yarshan. More answers. And according to this, by the way, if the Yarshan, we're back to our question, why did Rish Lakish not just answer that the child who inherits the mother's carbon does get a kapara after Misa? Mikva le mechapra, mikufi mechapra. The answer is, mikva, there's two types of kaparas. There's, when a carbon's brought, there's the kapara kavua, this ikka kapara, and then makufi means like floating. Arshtash means floating. It's a floating kapara. So a regular kapara, the children don't get when they arshin. They get like a floating kapara. They get some element of kapara from the chait, but not the ikka kapara. And therefore, Rish Lakish's question, Rish Lakish cannot utilize that answer. Why? Because Rish Lakish couldn't say lachamisa, there's still a kapara, because there is a little bit of kapara for the children, but not a full kapara, and therefore it wouldn't be a question that lachamisa works, because the taka doesn't work in full force. Ibayalu. Shaila. I told us the afterwards, please. Ibayalu. Kipru al mashabo. I like Kipru. Kipru mashabo, I like Kipru. Do the karbanas work for what they were being brought for or not? Now, this question at face value seems to make no sense. We've just been going on for five blot about kasher vilayalu. It's not ayla yichayv. It doesn't serve the chayv. Gemara's question is, Rashi, the way Rashi explains it is, that the person was bringing a carbon for a certain chait. Well, he clearly has to bring a replacement out, le'alu. But does that at least save him from divine retribution in the interim? Is he protected in the interim or not? Kind of like the Ashram Tali protects, right? In the interim. Does he protect in the interim or not? Ibalu. Kippur mashabar like Kippur. Is the kapara, did it at least achieve a kapara for what it was being brought for or not? So now the Gemara is bothered. If it does achieve that, then what? Very good. Amrav Shisha Breda of Idi, Mistav Le Kippur, Mistav Le Samachap, Idi Sakadak Le Kippur, if it's Mechapur, Shane Lo Ahoba, why are you bringing the second one? Mara says, what do you mean? Elamai Le Kippur, Lo Mokara. Mara says, but if it's not Mechapur, why do you finish the first one? Now it's a little schwer. What do you mean? It's a kasher carbon in the middle. Amravash, which is essentially Ravashi answers. Amravashi, Rav Sheshi Breda of Idi, Hachkash Le. No, Rav Sheshi Breda was asking as follows. Iyam Prishlam Le Kippur, if you say that it doesn't work, it doesn't affect an atonement for that Veira, so it doesn't affect a protection for that Veira. The first carbon you bring because you designated a kasher carbon, you started the process, you shech the shalashma, you finish it because it was initially a proper carbon, and once it's an existing carbon, you finish what's existing. However, Vishani, I'm sorry, and why is the second one coming? But if you say the first one affects the kapara, why does he need, like Ami was saying, why does he need the second one? He already has his protection. Again, according to Rashi's learning, it's not really a full kapara, it's just a protection. So maybe that's why he'd bring you the second one. Okay. So the Gemara leaves it as a. The Gemara says, therefore, it seems logical to say the first one does not serve as a protection / kapara, and therefore the second one is brought. Ibayilu, next shayla. Asei lachafrosha mechapra, elei mechapra. Kshmak shayla. We've established earlier in today's, and I'm back on daf hey, earlier in today's year, that an ayla is mechapra on bitl aseis. So the question is, when a person designates an ayla, he designates an ayla on January 1st, he doesn't bring it to March 1st. Is it mechaper only for the assays he's mevatel prior to January 1st? But the assays that he's mevatel between January and March is not mechaper? Or any assays he's mevatel till it's actually shechted are included in that oila? Shmak ha-shayla. The assays that were done after mevatel after the hafrasha. So that's Gemara. There's a din that you can only be mafresh and designated chatas once you have a yediya. You need to have yediya in order to bring a mechayev chatas. So do we say just like mechatas only for those that are before afrasha? Obviously, only it's only one chait. The chait before afrasha is part of it. After afrasha, not. So to the dini ba'ela. I don't know. Le'dam mechatas chatas kol chait chait ba'ela su chad chatas. Va'acha kiven the kama asay gabe mechapra asay la'chafresh and I'm mechapra. Over here you have a geshmaka difference. Over here, since if a fellow has many chatoyim, he has many chaits, he has to bring a chatas out, each one separately. So over there, it doesn't work for a chatas after, over there, each, the afrasha has to be, it only is mechaper for a chait that was before that afrasha. Ayla, since one ayla can mechaper for a dozen pitl assays, maybe it also works for an assay after afrasha. That's our shayla. So before we go even further on this, there's just a nice, cute little explanation in the name. In the name of the animal, kefis. The kefis, again, is the carbon that's being brought for an oila. We're saying an oila is a kapara for a chait of bitl aseh, bim vatl aseh. So there's a machlekes be shamai and be hillel, it's brought in the first time, what the source, the taich of the word kefis is. Be shamai learns from a lashon of a kevish as yitzray, like suppressing, to control your yitzara. Whereas be hillel learns, it's a lashon of kvisha, like laundering, like cleaning. So the fundamental difference is, according to Beis Shammai, bringing a carbon ayla, which is what we're saying is kind of mechaper, it's not mamash mechaper like chatas, but it's mechaper and chait, it really serves as a, it's being kaivish, it's suppressing the punishment, it's kind of hiding the chait, but not necessarily is it wiping out the chait to the same way as a chatas wipes out a karas b'shegig. Whereas according to Beis Hillel, it's kavish, it's like a laundry, it's washing it, it actually cleans up the chait totally. Okay, side point. Again, back to our shayla. So is an ayla, one ayla, able to mechaper many averis, but is it also mechaper the averis that were done after the afrasha of the ayla? Tashma, it's being a raya. The Samach v'nirtza, it says in the pasuk, you should do smicha, and then the end of the pasuk says, v'nirtza, there'll be a ritzah. The whole pasuk is samecha del reisha. Ayla, the nirtzal lechaper alav. The Gemara asks, v'chi smicha mechaperes. It sounds like the smicha is creating the kapara from the pasuk. V'le ein kapara l'badam. It says v'samach, and then and that pasuk says v'nirtzal lechaper. It's not the smicha causing the kapara. It's the dam. The zrika, like we always say, that's what causes the carbon to be accepted. So why is it saying v'samach v'nirtza l'chaper? Shem asla smicha share mitzvah mala l'vakasov kilu l'kiper v'kiper. It's teaching you that if a person chooses to make the smicha like share mitzvah, like something which is extra, not integral, meaning he leaves it out, he makes it like a share mitzvah, so the pasuk considers as if he didn't get a kapara and he got a kapara. Now, what does that mean? What are those two things? He didn't get a kapara and he got a kapara. My love, to keep asay to kedem afrasha, it's a kapara for any asay that took place prior to his afrasha of this ayla. And lay keeper, what does it mean, lay keeper? Lay keeper on exactly this asay, the bittul of doing the smicha, for that, this carbon will not be mechaper. Even though he shechted the carbon after missing the smicha, he still will not get a kapara for the smicha because it was after the afrasha. Lay keeper, asay the smicha, davle asay lach l'afrasha. It's not mechaper for the smicha, the bitl smicha. So we have a raya that asay as after afrasha is not included. Amar Rava, you have no raya. Rava is a beautiful alum, the Shetaina. At what point does he mevatel the asay of smicha? Only after he shechts it. Till he shechts it, he still has the opportunity to smicha. And if he hasn't done it yet, as long as he hasn't shechted it yet, he can still do smicha. So says Rava, asay the smicha, kamrit. You want to be right from the asay of smicha? You want to say that's what the pasuk is referring to? Shiny hasam the kol kama t'lay shachet b'amad v'samachai. So long as he hasn't done the shechita, he still has a chiv to do the smicha. So he hasn't mevatel it. He's only mevatel the smicha during the shechita. It's like buying kachas. So over there. You weren't over till that point. Emes kave asay lachashchita like a mylan. When is he really being over the asay of smicha? He's being over it after the shchita. Shkayach after the shchita. Of course, once you started shechting the ayla, no longer can aveir and asay bital asay that he's doing be mechuper with that animal. So we still haven't proven whether it's mechaper and asay after Afrasha. But the Eila works when I say that was after the Afrasha. So that's Gemara. Last line of the page. Amnalef. Am Rav Huna bar Yehuda l'Rava. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda says to Rava, Emer Kippur Gavra. Maybe when it says in this pasuk, this is just another explanation of the pasuk of the Samach. Emer, when we say it's keeper, the Bryce explains it's keeper like keeper. Emer keeper gavra. Let's say it means keeper gavra. Lay keeper kameshmaya. Maybe what it means is that the gavra got a kapara, meaning he got a kapara for all averus, including, according to the Sad, leaving out the smicha. Maybe it even includes the smicha you missed, you get the kapar full of eras. However, top of oven base, lay keeper kameshmaya. The lay keeper, the bais means, he doesn't get keep kameshmaya. What does that mean? He doesn't get keep kameshmaya. He just got, kapar full of eras. Well, as I say, it says Rashi tap Rashi, he missed out on the nachas ruach, to lay avad mitzvah mavcher. He missed out, again, this is a common theme we've had, we're going to say, I haven't got him. There's two ways to do a carbon in many scenarios. There's the mitzvah min hamufchar, there's the lechatchila, and then there's the bedieved. He doesn't get the mitzvah min hamufchar, but maybe perhaps he does get a kapara even for the leaving out the smicha. Again, this would be another deflection along the lines of Rava, that we have no raya from that braisa, that asay after kapara, an asay that is ever after afrasha, is not included, because maybe on the contrary, it includes it, just not min hamufchar, that's what the braisa means. So that's Gemara, and the Gemara brings a proof. Milay tiran, v'haneser. They switched the gear set. Min Hashemen, Asher al Kav, L'chaper alav l'fnei Hashem. This is talking about by the Metzera, where the Kohen takes some oil. The Metzera means look Shemen. The Kohen takes the oil, spritzes it, and then after he does this, after he does some spritzing with the oil, he applies some to the thumb, to the big toe, and then the rest he puts it on the head of the Metzera. So it says that he should put the Shemen al Kav, v'gaymer l'chaper l'fnei Hashem, im nasan kippur, v'im le nasan. Laykeeper, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Akiva says, if you took the remaining oil and put it on the head of the Metzera, you get a kapara. If he didn't, the Metzera does not get a kapara. He does not become tar. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yechon, Ben Uri Yaimer, Shiari Mitzvah Heino. This is Shiari Mitzvah. It's only Lechatchila. It's Mitzvah Mufchar, but it's not Makiv. Beinita Meshla, Nita Keeper. Whether or not the Kohen applies the leftover Shemen on the Metzera's head, he already got is kapara. Uman lav kilo lekeeper. However, it's considered as if he wasn't keeper. Now, what does that mean? My kilo keeper. Elam et demarei lesu kam nachrina. You want to tell him the Mitzrayim speaking another carbon? Harma beinita beinita keeper. He just said a minute ago beinita beinita keeper. Whether he did or not, he got a kapara. Ella keeper and the Mitzrayim is tar. Ella. What does it mean when it says he's keeper? V'lay keeper. Ella keeper gavra. The gavra got his the person. He got his carbon. He got his tahara. He had the full effect of his becoming tar, becoming pure. However, lekipa kabishmaya, it just means that kabishmaya didn't get the mitzvah, the carbon is not considered to have been done in full minam mufchar. So hachanami be'as too, let's say taich, let's say be'as too, that's what it means in the braisa, when he doesn't do smicha, it's kifle keeper, it's keeper, it's a kapara on all averis, even the assays that he did after frasha, even the smicha that he left out, is mechuper by the eila, in which the smicha was missing, the shechting of the eila will atone for the, even that smicha that's gone, but it won't be minam mufchar. So Gemara, Hasam Nami Keeper Matan Mahinus, Lay Keeper Matan Asarayish. So Rava says, no. Over there we have a different explanation. Over there you could say that Keeper is referring to the Matan Mahinus. He was successful in Matan Mahinus. Lay Keeper means he wasn't successful in Matan Asarayish. He wasn't successful in Matan Asarayish, and therefore he's going to essentially what's going to happen is if he wants to Matan Asarayish, he'll have to bring in order to fulfill it. He'll have to go bring another Luk Shemen and supply it to the Kayan, and then the Kayan will have to do, again, the Matnas to the Reish to fulfill it. And if that's the case, you won't be able to say the same Taich back in the Braisa. You have no right to say that Taich by Smicha, and therefore, Rava's own rejection on Amar Aleph still fits, but Rava's not satisfied with the second Malach. Tashema. The Mara still wants to prove its original Shaila. Again, what was the Shaila? An Ayla's Mechaper on Asays. Multiple assays, but is a mechape even an assay that was took place that was neglected after the afrasha's eila, after eila was already designated, could it work for that assay as well? Tashemab Shimon Amir Kivsi Atzeres L'Mayim Baim. Why do we bring Kivsi Atzeres coming up Shavuos? Why do we bring Kivsi Atzeres? Mara says, what do you mean Kivsi Atzeres Shlamim? Ninu Kivsi Atzeres are Shlamim. Now let's just get a little background. This is a little bit of a chazar of what we had recently. We discussed that the karbanis that are brought throughout the Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, remember Rosh Chodesh, on Yom Kippur, it came up in this Pesachta, but we had it also early in the last Pesachta, that the karbanis that are brought throughout the Yom Tovim are, all the Musafim are there to atone for Tumas Mikdash Gdash, in different formats, different scenarios. So, Kisvat Seres, Rav Shimon was asking, why is that brought? Which type of Tumah is that atoning for? On that, the Gemara says, Kisvat Seres, Shlamim Ninu. Kisvat Seres, Shlamim. So if the Shlamim, they're not related to this whole topic of being mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Gdash. Ella, so the Gemara, the Braisa then, the Braisa means, we're saying is, Si'iri Atzeres L'mayim Bam, Si'iri Atzeres, what are they coming for? The Sirim, which are the ones that are Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Gdashav, so the Sirim on Shavuos, what are they coming from? Al Tumas Mikdash Gdashav, it's coming also for one of the cases of Tumas Mikdash Gdashav. Nizik Dam Al Sharishan, what if you did Zrika of the first sire? Shani Lamakarv, once you did, I should say, Zrika of the first sire, why do you need the second sire? Once the first sire is mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Gdashav, why do I need the zrika of a second sire? So the Gemara, Shein l'makarav al Tumas Sha'er ben Zelazeh. For Tuma, if someone was Avra on Tumas Mikdash Gdashav, in between the two seirim, so for that you need a kapar as well. So for that you have the second sire is mechaper on that. Ema me'ata, so say based on this, Ruin Yahu Yisrael, Lakrev, Akarban Hasem, Chalei Scholsha. Kaiso was right to be bringing these karbanas of to atone for Tumas Mikdash Gdashav at every moment, because at every moment there's always a concern that someone is being over Tumas Mikdash Gdashav. El Shechisach HaKasav, the Torah had pity, so to speak, and that they shouldn't have such expense of constantly spending money on more karbanas for Tumas Mikdash Gdashav. But what do you see? At the end of the day, the two animals were designated, L'chaira, long before Shavuos, or certainly before this day. And the second one's being mechaper for Tumah that transpired, the Tumah Mikdash Gdashav that transpired in between the Hakrava of the first one and the Hakrava of the second one. Even though the second one was already Mufresh before this. We see clearly that it's mechaper for an Aveira that was done after it was already Mufresh. It's mechaper for Aveira done after it was Mufresh, as long as the Aveira was done before you brought the carbon, so to Baila. It's like the Marva Hachad, that's the Lacha Frasha, Vieta Tassay. You're being over the Aveira, which is after the Frasha, but Mechaper, and it still works as a Kapara. Answer the Gemara, either for Shinra Vasacha Sachanami, Hachamaskim, the Vashinu Vazacha Sachanami. It's a nice Lam de Shachap. If you mafresh both carbonas at the same time, then you're right. There's no difference in time between the first and second carbon when you mafresh it. So it must be it's atoning for what was done, the Aveira that was done after the first carbon was brought, till the second carbon was brought, which means it's atoning for an Aveira that was done after Afrasha, clear. But who told you that's the case? Maybe the case was where one animal was mufresh 2 days before Yantiv, and one animal was mufresh, was designated 1 day before Yantiv. And therefore, you need a kapara for any Aveira done between the Afrasha of the first and the Afrasha of the second. But of course, anything done after the Afrasha of the second would not get a kapara anymore, because you're not mechaper after Afrasha, perhaps. Gemara says, the Gemara says that's a very shver explanation, because now what's coming out is you're saying the whole din of bringing two serum is because for a case where they weren't mafresh two animals at once. But in a case where they're mafresh two animals at once, taka wouldn't be relevant to bring two serum. It's a chiddush to say that's what the pasuk is talking about. So Amrav Papa, Papa says the Teres, you wanted to say, Karbanas Tzibur Karmic. You want to bring a kash for carbon Tzibur. Carbon Tzibur is a different beast. Shani Karbanas Tzibur, the Leif Bezdin, Kamasa Aleim. We have a klal, Leif Bezdin is Masanayim, which means the Bezdin makes a tie with the Makdashit, that whatever it needs to be, that's what it is for. So for example, if it needs to switch types of carbonates at some point, you could even switch a carbon seber from a type of carbon. So if I could switch it, there's no afrasha done until it's actually shechted. Kitarfuna, Yudam Mashmuel, Dhamma Vidam Mashmuel, Carbona Seber, Sakin, Meshchat Lamashain. The carbon seber, the knife when you shecht it, schleps it to what it's supposed to be. Meaning until you shecht it, it can still change, it can still fluctuate, and it can change it to what it needs to be. And therefore, it's not considered afrasha till then, and therefore, it's mechaper. The Ritva speaks out, by the way, that you don't need an actual tanai on every single carbon. It's an understood automatic din that every carbon has in it, every carbon tzibur has leiv bezin master, and therefore it's not considered a chayt that was eftaf rasha. Let's just do one more question. Amalei Rebbeisiv Reider of Shmuel, Lerav Papa, Umiyas Leiv Rav Shimon, leiv bezin master leim. Does Rav Shimon say leiv bezin master na? V'amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yechanan, Temidin Shlei Hutzuchu Letzibur, Ledivir Rav Shimon, Ein Niftin Temimim, Ledivir Cham Niftin Temimim. We have machlekes whether a tamid that was extra, that wasn't necessary, where they could redeem it whole. Rav Shimon says you can't redeem it whole. Chacham says you could redeem it whole. So you're going to say now that Rav Shimon is saying, Rav Shimon was the one that we quoted before about Kivsi Atzeres. You're going to say one now that Rav Shimon holds of Lev Bezd and Masna, but he says you have to wait for it to get a mum. According to Rabbanan, that you can redeem without a mum, it shows Lev Bezd and Masna. You don't even need a mum to redeem it because it was Lev Bezd and made it tonight to begin with. But according to Rav Shimon, we don't say Lev Bezd and Masna. V'ay, there's another question. We'll leave this question for tomorrow with Hashem. We'll pick it up from here. Zayin Amalav tomorrow.